Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, how's Thursday, I guess August 20th now going for everyone? It's going well for me. Had a great morning, special TRX workout, and excited you are on this podcast today. It's kind of chilly, actually, in Chicago, high 60s, not even 70s. But got a special guest today, Pierre Avila, and he's going to share with us a little bit more about personal training. I think he just called in, so let me see if he is here. Pierre.
Yes, sir.
Hey, how are you?
I am good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I was just introducing you as a guest, so great timing on your part, and letting all our listeners know a little bit more about you and what's going on in your neck of the woods, right? But just real quick here, I just want to let everyone, he is a personal trainer out in Naperville. From his bio on his website, he is 31 years old. I think that's accurate. Born in Belize. And just real quick summary, he's someone who got into fitness, who was tired of working construction, and he basically enjoys helping people live healthier lives. If there's more to that you want to share with us, Pierre, a little more background about yourself, go for it.
Yeah, no, that's pretty much it. Construction definitely was not something that I woke up early to do. I liked it, but I didn't love it. Took a little six-month break and, focused on my fitness. Everybody said, you're good at this. You're here. You should try this for a profession. I did, and I fell in love with it immediately. So I'm glad where I'm at today because of that decision I made.
Yeah, share with us a little bit about how you got started. I mean, you were at what facility and what exactly did you go through?
I had out of high school, all I did, like I said, I did construction, worked, didn't really care about my diet. I noticed very shortly after that I was getting out of shape and just from eating all the junk food on the go, and I needed to do something different. So what I first initially did was get myself into shape. Did that for 1 year, worked hard on myself, really learned the industry, what it takes to work. As I phased out of construction and seeing the results with me and helping my friends and doing it just for fun, not knowing what I wanted to do, I decided to get my certification. I studied, luckily, because I had put myself through it and studied. I knew kind of like what to do to get the test done, and studying was really easy because it just became a part of everything that I did every day. So from getting certified, I started working at Bally Total Fitness at the time, is where I had applied at, and I got along with the director that was there. He took me in, and luckily he let me kind of do what I needed to do, and since I was getting results and the clients were happy, he let me run with it. So I kind of fell in love with it and the people and the results pretty fast.
Awesome. I was going to say that in your bio here, it says that you were like 195 pounds or something, and then...
I ballooned. I was pretty much in high school. I was like 160, ballooned up to 195. I was close to 23% body fat. Once I took that year to really focus on myself, I dropped all the way down to 7%. I was at 180, but 7%. So I had put on some good muscle mass and burned off a lot of the fat. So I knew putting in the work, would get the results.
Yep. And I'm assuming you, like you said, you learned a lot at Bally's, like most people do. Now it's called LA Fitness, I think it is. LA Fitness. But you learned a lot, and you're applying that now with your own facility, and it's called Geo's, right?
Yeah, Gio's Balance Fitness. I get that from my middle name, Giovanni. And
Got
not shortly after I started training, one of my first clients actually approached me and said, "You know what? I can see that this is something you love, and I'd love to invest in you if you want to get something going." And I wasn't ready at the time. I told him, "You know, I appreciate that, but you know, I want to get my feet wet and you know see how this industry works." But a year after that, he was still there, and I told him, "You know what? We can get this kind of started, and if you pay for like upfront for sessions for the year, I can use that to get some equipment and kind of get my foot wet and see what it takes to, you know, branch off on my own." And I didn't fully quit working at Bally's. Started off, bought a bunch of equipment, trained out of my apartment, and it worked good. I did some advertising, built my website. Like I said, I did all this on my own just to keep the budget low. But I figured I had to do something because just from things that I've read, working for someone, there's always that chance to get fired. So I always knew that eventually I wanted to do something on my own. And it went good. I did learn a lot. I didn't want to go right into it from the beginning because, you know, taking someone's money, investing in you, and you want to make sure that you can iron and pay that person back. So I didn't want to go too grandiose when I started. I wanted to start low, kind of learn what it takes to run a website and deal with payment processing and training clients and, you know, take everything on my own. And I'm glad that I did that because it was a great learning experience that first year, working with the minimum to so that I could appreciate it when, you know, when I wanted to take that next step.
Sure, absolutely, absolutely. Now let's get into a little bit more about your training philosophies and some of the information that our listeners are really, really wanting to know is like, you know, how to get in shape. But what is your training philosophy?
And my training philosophy, I call it the Geo's Quad Program, Q4, because it has four aspects that I feel everybody needs to consider when wanting to get into shape. The four aspects of it are your mental, and that's pretty much what you think, things that you read, people that you surround yourself with, or you know, things uplifting you, helping you get to your goals. Because if you don't believe in yourself and you're not getting that right knowledge in your brain, it's going to be hard for you to kind of drive towards that goal. So the mental aspect is very important when starting any kind of decision, not just fitness, but overall. So that's the first aspect. The second aspect is your fuel. You need energy. You need to be able to eat or take supplements. If you're lacking, trying to reach your goals, fuel your body, and that's going to help you with your programming. And from your programming, which is your cardiovascular strength and your muscular strength, putting those two together starts to work on your body to get those changes. And the last part is your lifestyle. Everything you do has to coincide with why you're doing it. Are you doing it to improve your health for work? Are you doing it to improve your health so that you can do more things with your family, with your friends, through your recreational activities? Everybody's got something that they want to be fitter and healthier for. So, you know, that last part at the end, your lifestyle, it's got to be something that you do on a day-to-day basis because we got one body till the day that we die. So we want to keep it the healthiest so that we can do all these things for as long as we can without being that person that's injured and, you know, can't enjoy life.
Right, absolutely, absolutely. How would you describe your ideal client?
My ideal client, it's hard to say ideal. You know, we do work with a nice range of clients. From people that just like I said want to be overall fit. We have those that, you know, want to do some kind of athletic sport or event to even training kids. It definitely ranges. What we do at the studios, we definitely focus on the one-on-one aspect. So we're able to help each individual get to their goals, working all four aspects of the Geo's Quad program for each individual to help them reach that. So it is not something that happens quick. It's something, like I said, you gotta work your way into it from changing your diet to learning how to incorporate your strength training and your cardio, one step at a time. So we can really cater to anybody that wants to come with us for a goal. We take that time and work with them until they reach their goal. So it's a nice broad spectrum of clients that we definitely cater to.
Right, right. Because when I went to your facility, I saw some great equipment similar to what I had at Goality. It was like the Bosu Balance Trainers, the TRX, I believe. What other equipment do you guys use?
From tires to battling ropes to kettlebells, we got the bumper plates, a lot of the functional training equipment to where you use your own body. In life, you don't sit on something and move a weight. You're normally actively moving. So we stay away from all the big machines and try to focus on things that you can do with your own body. So functional training, functional meaning, you know, things that you can take from your training workout right into your day-to-day life. So it's I think clients like that. You know, a lot of times you go into facilities and it's just a bunch of equipment in a closed facility. And at our facility, like I said, it's all open space. You can move the equipment around. You can take it outside. You can work outside. You get some sun. So it's very dynamic and fun what we do with our clients.
Yeah. If I were to walk in or any of my listeners to walk in, how would it work? What would you do with them?
If any of your who?
My listeners,
your listeners?
Or anyone who walked in, yeah. If they walked in, what would you first do?
Well, I would give them a tour of the facility, you know, ask them, you know, what their goals are, kind of like get a feel for, you know, what made them walk into a private personal training facility. Clearly, they're interested and want to take their fitness to the next level. After showing them the facility, I would sit down with them, go over their goals and whether they have any limitations, health issues, and then I would set up immediately. If they have time, we would do their consultation right there. Otherwise, we would set that up. And I love to give everybody two personal training sessions so that way they know whether they would prefer a 30-minute session or a 50-minute session on us. So that way they can experience it. If they are happy with the trainer and they're happy with the facility, then if they want to, they can commit to a program that suits their needs.
Right. Did you have a success story that you could share with our listeners that gives a little background of what you were able to do at GEOS?
Success story, definitely. You know, I have several on the website under our bios. One that I'll definitely share is I do have this client, Noreen. She worked for the Park District, retired now, but she came into my facility about 49 years old a couple of years ago and never had worked out before, just worked. And, yeah, she was very out of shape, having never worked out, just kind of like sitting in a chair. Her back was all hunched over, so you can see her spine kind of like sticking out, and she just used to driving and sitting all day, so her posture wasn't where it should be. Got her into a nice training program 3 days a week. Within a year, her posture was upright. She wasn't sagging anymore. Her spine alignment, people would, you know, they were like, wow, you know, what happened with your posture? And they were impressed with the changes. Muscular-wise, she was lifting, you know, significant weight for somebody, you know, their 50s without getting hurt, minimal injuries. She came with several injuries as well. That she had just from life, and we've strengthened all those aspects and made a lot of pains go away. And we do have this fitness testing program that we do, and she was actually the first one to make it to level 5 that we have of FitRanks testing, and that's pretty significant, you know, being a general fitness and just coming in just to better her life overall as she's, you know, in her retirement. It's an incredible feat where she's come. She's inspiring my wife, many of the other clients who are in their 30s, 40s, and 50s to do better. It's amazing.
Right, right, right. That's awesome. I think that those types of stories help people, give them hope, and inspire. You have several programs. I noticed Fit Ran X. And
FitRanks.
You have this use FitRanks, yeah. And
yep.
FitRanX. All right, anyhow. usability training. Can you share with the listeners what those are?
The FitRanks program is a series of of levels of testing your fitness. A lot of times you go, you see in martial arts you have levels of fitness, you know, in the government you have levels or ranks of people that are a certain success. So we're taking that same aspect, putting it into the fitness, and we have certain tests that you can take that, you know, gauge your core strength, your muscular strength, your cardio endurance, so all three aspects of your fitness into certain levels that you would take. So this gives you a purpose when you come in. It's not just going in to do a workout every week to week for year to year. No, you're working towards something. So you have a little bit more incentive. You have something to go home and practice on. You have things to look forward to. And then once you accomplish you pass your fitness level, you know, we give you a bracelet or band or a chain that shows that you've succeeded at this. And we acknowledge you. And it's something that the clients and even kids, we have the Fit Ranks for Kids as well. That we've incorporated, and they're excited. It gives them something to look forward to, and I'm happy with what the clients have done with it.
You've been implementing that for some time. Is that correct? I think I remember from the beginning or something.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, I've had it for about 2 years now.
Yeah, so very experienced, knowledgeable. So anyone who goes, do they have a choice to do that program or not to do it? Or is everyone on that program when they go?
Oh, well, when somebody comes in and we assess their fitness, you know, we gauge them in the workout program. So for the first month or so, we kind of help them learn the form and the cues and kind of the exercises. From that point on, it is a pretty smooth transition to telling them, hey, do you want to be a part of this program? And we've yet to have anybody that was not interested in it. You know, it's definitely something to help improve them. I mean, if they're coming in and they're getting fit, they want proof. And this is kind of a way for them to see that they're improving, because from each level, it gets a little bit harder and harder. So they should be able to do more and more if they're working out for 6 months, 12 months, a year. So
yeah.
A lot
can
of them,
you give
nobody's.
I'm sorry. Can you give a quick level to level type of example?
Level to level. Well, there's about 10 exercises per test. You would do an exercise for a specific amount of reps, whether it's 25 push-ups, then you would rest a minute, and then you would go do some TRX rows for 30, and then you would rest a minute to maybe plank for a minute, and then towards the end you would put in your cardio endurance to, you know, work your lungs and your endurance capacity, and it would be like three exercises back to back for 30 seconds each. Would be kind of like a level one program. As you move on to level two, it would be maybe push-ups with your feet elevated on an object to change the intensity. The plank will maybe go to 90 seconds instead of a minute. Cardio from 30 seconds, it'll go to a minute of each. So you'll have 3 minutes of cardio before you rest and repeat. So there's small gradual changes, and everybody has shown significant improvement and more of a desire. You know, the broad spectrum of exercise that are on there, although it's only 10, it changes slightly for each one, improves your flexibility, and the clients love it because it's not just the same old thing they come in for. It's always something new.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I think anything that is motivating is like passing a test. I think a lot of people in the fitness world like to challenge themselves and get rewarded in a way. And I think that's a cool system. I had another question. It escapes me, but tell the listeners a little bit more about youth agility training. What's that all about, real quick?
Well, agility training, we use this for anybody that wants to do any kind of sport, whether you're doing volleyball, soccer, gymnastics, all these things, you know, require you to have good ankle, knee flexibility, stability. And so we do ladders, we do cones, we do hurdles, single leg balance movements, we do dot drills. So with adding that into your workout program, it helps you improve your fitness, especially your cardiovascular fitness, because sports related things, you know, they take a lot out of you, and you'd be surprised how much of your muscles in your body you use when you're doing a sport. So definitely implementing that into the program. Programming helps our clients improve. We train soccer kids. from 8 to 15, 8 to 17, and just improving that when they go and play their sport, the parents have been super happy with how much their kids have improved. And even at a young age, it's something that you can do. It doesn't require heavy lifting, and it's not always about weight. So it's just about strengthening your tendons, your ligaments, your muscles, that helps you maintain a healthy physique.
Speaking of healthy physiques and so forth, do you have three fitness tips for health and wellness in general that you could share in your experience and opinion? Any three tips you could share?
Ironically, the three tips that I would have to share ties into the Geo's Quad program. The first one being believe in yourself, which is the mental quadrant of the Quad program. You know, a lot of people they have excuses, limitations, struggles, and we all do, you know. But if you want to look a certain way and you want to be at a certain health, you got to just make the decision and not let things sway you. Just believe in yourself that you can do it and push through. The second thing would be to take action, and that incorporates the fuel aspect and the strength aspect of the quadrant. So if you take action in, you know, what you're eating, what you're putting into your body, and then you're actually doing your workouts, then there's nothing that you can't, you know, slowly get your body to. And a lot of people want to push things off to tomorrow or later, or they did a cheat meal, so they said, forget it, you know, let me just throw the whole day away. And it's, you know, take action now, not tomorrow, today, right now. You know, be accountable to yourself, be good to your word, and, you know, push yourself. So from believing in yourself to taking action, and then the last part is review. This is the last part of the quadrant is part of your lifestyle. Review everything that you're doing, adjust, and then you repeat. You know, this isn't something that you do temporarily. Like I said, you have one body till the day you die, so you got to make it last. And if something's working, keep doing it. If it's not, you adjust and you just keep repeating the cycle. And luckily, a lot of people get bored, so that's why, you know, they end up coming to me because they don't have to worry about mixing things up and making sure that they can stay entertained. That's my job to do, and clients love it. You know, clients that come to me stay for 3, 4, 5 years. They don't get bored. It's taking action and making it part of your life.
Cool. I know we didn't talk about this before, or maybe we did in our previous conversation, but as far as the nutritional side of things, how do you see that side for your clients, and what is it that you recommend?
What I recommend for clients as far as nutrition is I have several meal plans, whether you want a basic one, whether you want a really strict one with high protein to lactose intolerant to vegans. I have all these kinds of meal plans, as well as I have specific guidelines for each individual that has a certain goal that they want to get to. I always start with, here's a basic meal plan. If you can stick to this for a month, that's great. We'll see where your weaknesses are, and then we can adjust from there. You know, in month 2 or 3, we'll break it down a little bit more. Now that we can see that you can stick to a program and you see what you are capable of, we'll modify it even deeper, specific to that individual client. And each month, we'll either, you know, add a snack or add a meal or add a little protein goal, so that way they can gradually make it part of their lifestyle. You can't throw everything at them all in one day. So it's definitely something that you do over several months, because between your diet, your training, your cardio, anybody can get overwhelmed. So it's about one step at a time. And that's the same way we work with diet.
Right. I totally agree. I think it's a process. People's eating habits are very challenging to adjust. And if you take it one step at a time, like you said, things will change for people, because once they start seeing that the impact of these little small changes make, it just snowballs into a larger and larger change. So yeah, absolutely, I totally agree with that. Just the last few minutes here, and just the last few questions for you. How do people get a hold of you? You know, your websites and stuff, you can share that information, that'd be cool. And then you can finish out with just some last words of advice for our listeners who are looking to get healthy, get in shape. I know fall's coming around the corner, and if you have any last piece of advice, that'd be great. So go for it.
All right, so for the listeners, they could always reach me through my website at gosbfit.com, and or they can email me at gosbfit@gmail.com as well. My cell phone number is 331-472-9476. I'm open to text messages as well as phone calls to set up a consultation. I love helping people, so whether you need a meal plan or some recommendations, I do my best to give you what I can. For those that really want to see some changes in their life, you know, definitely I recommend come on in, you know, take advantage of the consultation, learn a few things. The first two sessions are on us, so you can learn a lot from that, and whether you stay with us or you don't, I try to do my best to give you stuff that you can definitely do on your own. So key is just take action. That's pretty much the most important thing. You know, don't wait till tomorrow. Just do something today. If you care about your body and about being there for those around you to the best of your abilities, it's definitely do something to improve your health.
Awesome. And I think you did say you are in Naperville, or maybe I mentioned that you are in Naperville, right?
Yeah. I'm in Naperville. Cool. On close to Route 59 and Aurora Road next to the mall.
Awesome. Very good. It was great learning from you today, Pierre. And to all my listeners, I know you guys like meeting new people and getting different tips and so forth. I hope Pierre was able to share some insight into his world, his style, and what he's up to. So thank you, Pierre, for your time. I will touch base with you soon, and maybe we'll see you in Naperville. Thanks a lot, Pierre.
Sounds good. Thank you for having me.
Take it easy.
Bye-bye.
All right. So that was Pierre from GEOS. Balance Fitness in Naperville. It was really good to hear what people are doing in the industry, especially someone like him, and so good to have him on the show. I just have the last few things I want to share with everyone. An exciting announcement on September 1st, hopefully. My new website called ericwsu.com will be launched, and it will include all these podcasts I'm doing. It will include some other fitness tips and so forth, ways that you can work with me. I'm going to start a blog, so more fitness tips as well on that website. So look out for that. I do have a special gift that I'll be giving out for people who enter their information and follow me. So look out for all that information, or the website, I should say, coming out soon. I want to give out a special thanks to our sponsors. I want to give a thank to Desi Yordanova, DESSIYORDANOVA is her name. You can look her up on Facebook and follow her. She is a real estate agent with Berkshire Hathaway, very knowledgeable in helping you find a home. And so I wanted to give a shout-out to her. Let's see here. Also, anyone who has comments or suggestions, you can find me on Facebook at Eric W. Sue Trainer, one word, Twitter or Instagram. Use Eric, ERICSUJP, Eric Sue JP. Have some announcements about an event tonight, August 20th. Healthy Living Party, One Simple Change event in Addison. If you listen to this today and want to come out, join us and have some fun learning more about health and wellness. So I am out of time. I appreciate all your support in listening to this podcast. If you have any recommendations or guests you like, let me know. You guys are the best. And remember, stay active and be safe.